If you're liking this music, tomorrow night, right here, Rocket 88 will be doing some hardcore jump jive that'll keep you going, keep you living. And Sunday, Hank Williams Jr., legendary Bama band, will be out here. Next Thursday, Merle Saunders will be making a special appearance, guy who played with Jimmy Smith, Jerry Garcia, a lot of other people. And next Friday, you'll be howling at the moon with the Swinging Mooks, the Freakers Ball. And wear your costumes, because Tom says that he is going to give away again this year a mini vacation to New Orleans or wherever. He told me wherever you want to go. So I don't know. Some of you, you might want to go somewhere else. Don't go anywhere else tonight. The Suncoast Blues Society is in on all this. We want to thank them for having us out. There they are. You can hear them back there. They're going to bring the North Mississippi All-Stars into here. You've been hearing us play Shake Hands with Shorty. We all know what that means. And they'll be out here Friday, November 3rd. That's 2 weeks from tonight. And if you like to dance, I saw some smoke coming off that floor. Los Hombres Calientes will be here for a WMNF benefit concert Friday, November 10th. We also have Laura Love with Melissa Farrick. Tickets are going fast. Get them. Get them while you can. Rory Block and Tish Hidiosa, some other great blues players that are coming. But we're all here tonight for one reason. All the way from Ottawa, Canada. All the way from Ottawa, Canada. Latest record is on Shanaki. Called Bring It On Home. Can you give Miss Sue Foley a nice, warm WMNF welcome?
How you doing? All right. Huh? Oh. Forget everything you ever learned in school. Show you something you better understand. Well, I love you better than your other girl can. I've been on the road, I've been around. Girl can. the girl can. I will love you better, baby. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Love you better, daddy. All right, we're just getting warmed up here, everybody. How you feeling out there? It's great to be back. It's been a long time, as I recall. Way too long. Well, it's good to be back, let me tell you. Thank you. Thank you very much. How about it for CeCe Bronson tonight, everybody? I thought that was mighty fine. Great band, lots of women. Rock on. We're gonna get to some new material right away. Standing on the platform, waiting for my ride. I wish I had a good friend. With whom I could confide. All right. Two trains. got me worried. Yes, it does. As I sit down by the wall, I know my baby needs me. I just can't heed that call. Oh, get on board now. There's two trains I can't travel. Two trains leaving today. One gonna take me home. One thank you. That was called Two Trains. All right. Right now we'd like to do a song by the great Barbara Lynn. She's from not too far from here, out of Beaumont, Texas. She recorded this in the early 60s and it's called Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going. She wants me. I'm not going to.
Mystical on you now. Richard Price on the bass, everybody. Richard was, Richard played on this song on the album. And, it's very funny because we just sort of wung it, if that's a word, but we wung it in the studio. And he called the song Third Eye Blues, and I almost named it that, but we had already had a title. It's called Empty Cup, and we got Lucinda Williams to sing on it. Of course, Richard is from Lucinda's band, so everything kind of worked out pretty cool. So here we go. This requires a little bit more reverb, though, so give me a sec. Oh, don't tell me to turn it up. I'm already deaf. Deaf.
Cup, looking for something to fill me up, wandering lost like a desert wind, waiting for love to come around again. I'm standing on the corner, but the light won't turn. We'll be right back.
the drain now. I closed my heart 'cause I felt the pain. Distractions, I've had my fill. For more than just a hollow thrill, feeling dry like an empty cup, looking for something to fill me up, wandering lost like a desert wind, waiting for love to come around again. Is everybody feeling okay now? You're all doing all right? I'm starting to settle down now. No, I mean in a good way. I'm always a little tense before a show, and that takes about 5 or 6 songs to loosen up. Anyway, I want to introduce this next fella here in the band and feature him a little bit for the next few songs. My main man, Mr. Graham Guest on the keyboard, everybody. I kidnapped him from Edmonton. I bet you don't even know where Edmonton is, right? You're like, it's north, definitely. Yeah, good guess. Northwest, really far north. Very cold. But they have a grand boogie-woogie piano player in Edmonton. That's a Graham Guest. So I did kidnap him. Made him join my band. We're going to do something by the late, great Freddie King, and it's called Barking Up the Wrong Tree. Thank you. sorry we had to have a band meeting. It's called Let My Tears Fall Down. Feature Graham here on a boogie woogie right now.
Thank you.
When in doubt, always play the blues. Not that I'm in doubt. I'm just in the mood, that's all. Why do I with me. I haven't even gotten to feature my next friend, who I tugged along from Canada with us. Everybody wants to know what song we're playing next. I don't know why. It's just a detail. I'm not one of these organized band leaders. I just like to go, you know? I just want to play and don't bother me, but they all want to know what song we're doing. Anyway, I want to feature Tom on this next one. He's scratching his head. Yeah, wait. This is an obscure kind of number by a great New Orleans artist called Curly Moore, and it's called Let's Get Low Down. Get low down now, way down low. Let's get low down, way down low. Let's get low down, low as you can go. trombone on the drums. One more time for the guys. I have a request to make. Can I get a Coca-Cola, please? Somebody help me. No, Coca-Cola. Nothing else will do right now. I'm in the U.S., so I might as well have a Coke, right? That's a joke, everybody. I'm just being facetious. Tear it up. Well, thank you very much. I don't get out much, you know, so they don't let me out of the house much. Thank you. As soon as I get my Coke, I'll play the next song, I promise. My girl, thank you. Can you have a little? Thank you very much. I'm glad you all came down. It's like I said before, it's been too long, and I get a little tense, and seeing so many people here, I get a little nervous, and then things are okay, you know? Damn it, I'm only human. I know. There we go. Coke and a smile. Couple more sips, I'm ready to go. So, does everybody know each other, or should we all introduce ourselves? All right. After the show, I'll be over there to meet you all and sign autographs and shake babies, kiss hands. That's right, me and Al Gore. I don't want to belch into the mic, so just give me a second. I'm filling up with carbonation. Thank you so much. I got so much Coke up here, I'm going to be like jittery in a second. Thank you. No, but you sure have Macy Gray's haircut. I can't do any Macy Gray. Are you kidding me? I can't do nothing by Macy Gray. Thank you, though. Thanks for asking. I can do Memphis Minnie, but I can't do Macy Gray. I bet you Macy Gray can't do Memphis Minnie, though. Well, maybe. No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna do some Sue Foley. That's the only girl I can do. I even have trouble imitating myself sometimes, so look out.
Child.
wonders why I feel so wild. Early in the morning, I'm thinking about how my baby put me out. I'm thinking about how my baby put me out. And I swear the blues come tumbling down. To me, babe, don't be wrong. Don't stay gone so doggone long. I said, don't stay gone so doggone long. That is why I be crying all night long. Look to me, babe. Satisfied, I'm gonna keep you satisfied. That is why I know I won't be tired. Sun is shining, rising high, thinking about my baby child. I'm thinking about my baby child. That is why I feel so wild. I love my baby. I'm gonna give him all I can. I'm gonna give him all I can. That is why I hope he understands. Yeah,
all right. Thanks. Let's get the guys back up here. I want to do some more stuff. I'm going to switch guitars.
Thank you.
watching you.
Friends are safe.
You've been so kind and gentle, baby. Funny thing, I just saw Gate Mouth Brown last week. And the first thing Gate says to me, he looks at my guitar and he goes, "You know what? You gotta get a lock for that thing." First thing he said. He's so right. He goes, "You're gonna drive your guitar." Anyway, advice from a sage, right? So is everybody doing all right? Great. We sure appreciate you coming down. Once again, I want to introduce the band to you one more time. Stage right, Mr. Graham Guest. Tom Bona on the drums. Richard Price on the bass. We got one more for you. I hope you're ready. Yeah. This song I wrote about the demise of my marriage and the best metaphor I could think of to describe what happened, and it's called "Let Me Drive." Tell me what to do. I know. shared, baby. We're always having trouble. Around every corner, we got to have a power struggle. And you know that I love you, baby. I don't want nobody else. But it's been most of my life, honey, I've been driving for myself.
Is it smoking? It's hot up here. All right. There's two ways you can get a little more Sue Foley. You want a little more Sue Foley? All right. One way is you can go in the back, get her CD, and she's going to come out and sign them. She will stay here. You've already got one. All right. The other way, you want her up here? Well, then you're going to make enough noise to get her all the way from Ottawa back up here on stage tonight. You think you can do that? Let's let it rip for Sue Foley.
Thank you. I'm so glad you all like my sloppy style. I am sloppy. And somebody gave me this lock for my guitar. Look at that. Miracles never cease. What do I do with it now? I'll figure it out later.
All right.
All right. I'm gonna do three more songs. But that's not one of them, damn it. Sorry. That wasn't nice. It's that perfect time of the night when my guitar is just perfectly out of tune. I don't even know what you like. I don't even I would like to do a song by the great Johnny Shines. Before I do my last song, this is my second last song. This particular song is the first song I ever, the first guitar solo I ever learned was in this particular song by Johnny Shines. I better do it right. Johnny Shines might be listening. What year? I was 16, so let's not talk about it.
Thank you.
Johnny Shine.